With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Poinsettias are one of the most popular plants nationwide during this time of year, with over 35 million plants sold in 2020 alone. These showy plants are a symbol of the Christmas season, but with proper care, poinsettias can live well into the summer months. The key feature of poinsettias is the modified leaves, which can be red, white, cream, or multicolored depending on the variety you buy. Poinsettias develop full color thanks to a very distinct day-night cycle that they can only get during the winter. Because of this, poinsettias should be given a chance to sit in the dark during the night. Any amount of supplemental light, even one as weak as street light shining through a window, can throw off the poinsettia's color development. Bright sunlight is also needed, so the plant should be placed next to a south-facing window or in the brightest area of the room, taking care not to let the plant touch the cold glass. At night, the plant should be moved away from the window or drapes drawn to prevent drafts. Once the top inch of potting media is dry, the plant should be given lukewarm water. You can tell soil moisture by putting your thumb in the media to your first knuckle. If it's dry, you will need to water it. Poinsettias will drop their original leaves once the days lengthen in the spring and side shoots begin developing. Anything above these new side shoots can be pruned back to encourage more new growth. Spring is also the time for repotting if the plant has outgrown its container. New potting media should be 3 parts peat moss to 1 part sand. Once the frost-free date has passed, poinsettias can be grown outdoors. Select a sunny location protected from a wind, dig a hole, and place the container into the hole so that the lip is right at ground level. Rotate the pot every 2 weeks to break off any new adventitious roots that grow through the holes in the bottom of your container. Mulching the area around the plant will minimize water loss and reduce your need to water. Starting September 1st, potted poinsettias should be brought back inside to repeat the lengthening day-night cycle. The reputation of poinsettias being toxic is one that has waned in recent years with education initiatives, but is still common. Poinsettias are members of the spurge family, which means that the plant tissue will exude a milky sap when damaged. Some spurges can be deadly when consumed, but poinsettias do not contain enough toxic compounds to kill someone, even when over a pound of poinsettia foliage is consumed. Because of this, poinsettia advocates have taken to eating poinsettias live to demonstrate their inability to kill. This is not something that comes recommended, however. Ingesting this sap from a poinsettia will cause indigestion, nausea, drooling, and potential vomiting, but has not been linked to any deaths. Do keep in mind, however, that the sap will set off allergic reactions in people with a latex allergy, and that these reactions can be quite strong. It's always better to be safe than sorry, so keep poinsettias away from pets or small children that might inadvertently eat these beautiful winter plants. For more information about today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.